Want access to search and listen to the entire webmasterradio.fm archive of over 1,500 podcasts commercial-free? Just become a webmasterradio.fm elite member for less than 99 cents a day. Otherwise, the last 60 days of content are on the house. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Welcome to Madame Natalia's. You've come to have your future told, no?
Yeah, you see, I'm looking for the right life insurance affiliate program, and I have...
Say no more?
Huh?
I see you working with AccuQuote.
AccuQuote?
Yes, AccuQuote. They are the nation's premier life insurance brokerage.
Go on.
AccuQuote will create custom creatives for you to optimize your eCPM, and they will offer you the highest payout for this offer anywhere.
So when's all this going to happen?
As soon as you visit AccuQuote.com.
For life insurance, visit AccuQuote.com.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Welcome to today's show, everyone, at our new hour, 4 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Before we dive in with Sarah Haynes, Mandy, how are you?
I'm great. I'm still getting used to this new 4 o'clock time slot. I think it's even better.
Best smarter, better, faster, wiser spot, don't you think?
I agree. You know what? 4 o'clock, I'm still wide awake. I'm still ready to go, you know, not thinking about dinner. I'm still thinking cool green stuff.
A little bit more energy as well before the end of the day, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we're never really on a shortage of energy around here.
So we can laugh harder and cry louder?
That's right.
Well, we were doing some funky filming today. What'd you think about all of that happening in the office today?
I felt like I was in a Hollywood studio. Byron, you looked great on film, let me tell you. Fantastic. I was listening
in. Well, that was because it was a 3-inch screen you were looking at.
Well, I thought you did a great job. What were you working on specifically today?
Let's see. I was working on trying not to make a complete ass out of myself in front of a video camera. That was the primary goal of the day. But other than that, so I don't know. What's your take on the video stuff, you know, the video promotion? I'm a little nervous about it. You know, we'll see how it plays out, but seems a little bit almost used car salesperson-like, selling your soul on video. But hopefully the message will be delivered properly. We're trying to guide people into some value propositions for the company. So I don't know. It'll be interesting. We'll check it out.
We'll pay the bill
and maybe scrap the whole thing. Who knows?
I think people are going to appreciate being able to put your face with the company name. I think that's going to be important.
We'll see. I think the company name should go before my face. That's the, you know. But so many companies have used their founders as the catalyst for kind of personalizing what the messaging is all about. Mm-hmm. You know, so it'll be interesting to see what our take is on all of this. But overall, it was kind of interesting. We all had to be quiet in the office. We're in a big open office here, in case anybody's interested. And we took one wing of our office and turned it into a little mini studio. So it'll be interesting.
Well, it was a lot of fun today. Having a big old-fashioned Hollywood crew in here is really cool.
Well, we'll see what happens. Anyway, let's take a break, everyone. I'll chug a quart of water and try to get my voice back, and we'll dive in with a fabulous guest today, Sarah Haynes, to talk with us about green rock stars, literally rock stars, and mm-hmm. their greenness. So back, everyone, in a minute. Look forward to chatting with Sarah today.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998 and formerly known as Joe Bucks, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
When it comes to finding the right customers with the right keywords, all you have to remember is ABC Search. ABC Search is the world's largest privately held pay-per-click network, giving advertisers the best pay-per-click traffic. With over 6 billion searches a month and industry-leading protection using ClickShield, their patent-pending fraud identification software, you can trust ABC Search to deliver the best possible traffic. When thinking about PPC and publisher solutions, all you need to remember is ABC Search. Quality partners, quality search. ABCSearch.com.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back, everyone. And we're here with Sarah Haynes, the founder of the Spitfire Agency. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Fabulous. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about maybe some big picture questions like the music industry in general and how the online marketing world has really been changed, how the music industry has been changed by the online marketing world.
Wow, that's a broad question.
Yeah. You can take 20 to 30 minutes to answer it. That's fine.
Well, let's see. I think that the music industry is doing a great job of sort of leading the pack and greening. There's a number of different businesses and categories of businesses that are doing a good job in this area. The music industry is obviously one that's one of the most noticeable. So I'm glad that they've, grabbed the ball and run with it. And what was the part about online?
Well, so, online marketing seems to me a big hot opportunity right now, particularly for newer bands, to get their music out, to build community around their talent. Isn't the online marketing opportunity now just creating incredible, visibility for people in the music industry in general?
Well, I mean, I don't personally market bands. I used to work at a record company and do a lot of that, but it was many years ago before online was a major player in marketing. But in terms of marketing, greening, sustainability, social awareness, et cetera, it's been a terrific tool for us, and that goes in conjunction with the bands. Obviously, we work with a number of bands and celebrities that help us garner attention toward issues. So certainly the online element is a big one, but we tend to be more street-based in what we're doing. We tend to be more event-based, that kind of thing.
Tell us a little bit about how a musician and or a band, if you will, goes green. What's the definition of Red Hot Chili Peppers, for example, going green?
Well, I think that really no different than any other individual in life wanting to be green. So if you look at yourself, which is, the best place to start, what are you driving, what are your habits, what are you eating, et cetera, and it's really no different for the bands. It's just more noticeable. So instead of worrying about what kind of car they're driving, they're focused on what kind of tour bus they're driving. And, as an individual, you may choose to walk to work, and a band might choose to route their tour in a more effective way to cut out some of the miles. So it's just an extension on what everybody else is doing in their daily life. Certainly as a group, they can impact, make a really tremendous impact, just as we can as individuals as well. If you're choosing to eat organic in your life because you want to support, local farmers and organic businesses, same thing with bands going on the road and wanting to have different choices of food at their festivals and have the food served in compostable, foodware, cups, plates, et cetera, instead of on plastic. So it's kind of the same thing, but just a bigger picture.
Hmm. And what about, tell us a little bit about the Spitfire Agency and your role there and what you do.
Sure. We're a full-service production, promotion, and marketing agency dedicated to nonprofits, responsible businesses, progressive programs of any kind, films, et cetera, and cause-related ventures. So we have it's pretty broad. We pretty much want to work with anybody who is looking to do things a little bit differently and hopefully wants to create the model so others can follow along. We tend to work with, like for instance, we just did the Rothbury Festival in Michigan, which is a large-scale concert festival. A lot of people are familiar with Bonnaroo, similar to Bonnaroo in its size and nature, but very, very green and was sort of created with the mission of creating a durable social movement. And with that festival, I lost my train of thought there for a second. I'm sorry.
Well, I'd love to ask you a follow-up on that anyway. You know, green festivals, you know, can you give us some examples of festivals that have centered around helping the, maybe either that you've been involved with or music festivals? You know, are we going to see a return of Woodstock and Woodstock going green, Greenstock? what festivals are happening out there that are of interest, would be of interest to our listeners?
Well, let's see. I mean, not to bring up my own work, but I do believe that Rothbury is about as green as anybody's gone. So I'll definitely point people to that festival. And then a number of festivals have started doing really great recycling programs, or maybe not quite as far along as Rothbury in some other areas. But Bonnaroo's got a great recycling program. There's a festival, a series of festivals called the Green Apple Festivals, created by a guy who used to own Wetlands out in New York, that club. And they're doing some really good stuff. So I think that most festivals are standard music festivals that have decided to go green. And they're doing pretty well, and then there's some that actually were created specifically to be the model. That's where I was going with that other question. Some of them were created specifically to be the model, and those are the ones that we get excited about. We want, as a business, we want to get involved with festivals and events and clients that don't just want to do it for themselves, but that want to show that it can be done and put the information out so that others can try to do it and maybe even do it one better.
So, Sarah, since we're knee-deep in festival season right now, I mean, you know, there's a ton of music festivals, especially in the summertime around here, but are you planning only new green festivals, or are you sort of helping some of the big guys go green, like Glastonbury, for example?
Well, I'm not working on Glastonbury, but it's a good idea. I should probably touch base with them and have some people involved in it.
Get them on the phone.
You know, every time it's different, right? I mean, we have to be hired, so it's not always our choice which ones come along. But sometimes it's an event like, sometimes but fewer, few and far between, it's an event like Rothbury that comes to us and says, we're going to create this concert and we want you to be involved in every bit of it from the get-go. So that we make it something that's really considered the environment and social consciousness into every decision we make. That's such a luxury. Really nice to have that happen, but that does not happen often. Mostly we're called by festivals or events or tours, and they say, hey, we've got this here festival, and we really like to change the impact on it. Can you help us do that? And that's also great, but there's a little less room for change sometimes. It's a little tougher to, you know, change out all the food vendors, things like that, when they've been working there for years. So
now, what are you doing with Burning Man specifically? Because I know that you're working with them this year, right?
Well, Burning Man's a funny one, because Burning Man's are really, it's an event created by the community of Burning Man as opposed to like a production company. Mm-hmm. So I've been going to Burning Man for 15 years. I think this will be my 16th year. And, you know, it was a wee bitty event back then, just a lot of art in the desert. And they don't hire companies, so they're not really a normal client. They're a festival that invites its participants to create what it is. So I, as an individual, not my company, have gone in there and helped get them to be more green over the last 5 or 6 years. And I continue to work there, but not always even in greening. Like, I work in the art department. We're the people that bring in all the art and give grants and things like that to the artists at the festival. Mm-hmm. And that's my role there, so really different. It's more of an individual role than a company.
So now, how specifically do you, take me through it. Say, you know, Burning Man says, we want you to come in and help us out. What specifically do you go in, and how do you start helping them?
Well, I think that's a great question for most festivals. For Burning Man, it doesn't work that way. There's no we. There's only, like, all. There's no group saying, we want you to come here.
Right. Okay.
Burning Man is different. It's what are you going to do because you care? And so I said, I'm going to come in and do this. And they went, okay, sure, knock yourself out. So that's a little bit different. But your question does pertain to every other client I have where they come to us and they say, hey, we want you to come in here and green this up. And that's 99.9% of what we're doing.
And who are you working with? I know you guys are working with the Chili Peppers. Like, what are you doing with them?
Well, whoop, you there still? With that band, there was a click there. Are we all still on?
Mm-hmm. We're here.
Sorry. With that band, it happened very naturally. We were all in the car together driving to an event. We share a mutual friend, Woody Harrelson's friends with them, and a friend of mine, and I had picked him up to go to a concert, and they happened to be with him, and I'd never met them, and we were chatting about some posters that were in my car that were printed on hemp and flax and a little bit of post-consumer waste paper, and they were just asking about it and looking at it and saying, wow, this looks really great. I didn't know you could do that. And I said, well, why don't you be the first band to ever put out a tree-free record?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, that sounds great. We'd love to. We love the trees. Let's do it. And a month later, they put out their record, By the Way, on hemp and flax, and actually paved the way for the whole music industry. I love to work creating the model and then giving the information away. And we tested all sorts of papers and printers and really worked very hard for a couple months perfecting it. The record that we did it on is called By the Way, and it had a painting on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were their friend painted it, and they really wanted it to look perfect. And so we worked very hard to do it. And once we were done with it, we went in to Warner Brothers, who was their label, and said, look, this can be done, and this is how it was done, and this is what it cost. And if you were to commit all of your business to this paper company, it would cost a lot less, and it would probably cost about the same as normal virgin paper. And we ran the numbers with them, and they said, if you can make it the same price as everything else we do, we'll do it on everything, and we did. So the Red Hot Chili Peppers were just excited personally to do something great for the earth and new and different. And then that led to their entire label changing all their paper and single-handedly driving the market and driving the price down for everyone. And now just about every record company is printing recycled or some form of, you know, recycled paper with another mix like flax. So it was a really neat move that they did.
That's awesome. You have a great list of clients. Like, have you ever met anyone that you were totally starstruck by?
I feel like I have. I can't think of anybody. Let me think. Usually it's not somebody that's a musician. It'll be like an insane artist or what have you. But, you know, when I very first met Woody, I was a little, I suppose. I contacted him to get on a tour I did called the Spitfire Tours prior to having this agency, and I had a tour called the Spitfire Tour. And I was really impressed with his work in animal issues and animal cruelty, food-oriented issues, and contacted him and was surprised that I sent him a fax through his manager and was very surprised for him to call me a day later and say, this is great, let's talk about this. And so I was probably a little flustered and excited on that phone call. But, you know, a week later, they're the same person as everybody else in your life. I mean, not the same person, but the same level of person or what have you. You know, they're just another buddy that's looking to do a great thing. And so probably I don't have that as much these days.
I wanted to just ask
I'm starstruck by talking
questions.
To you guys.
One is, does it really disgust you to attend an event that isn't, that doesn't have elements of green and recycled products and isn't geared towards something? Does it, like, how, what is your feeling about that?
Yeah, I generally don't go to them. I wouldn't say disgust, because I think we're all on our own personal path, and God knows, I mean, I used to do all sorts of events that were not green at all. You know, I owned an event production company that does, you know, some pretty serious major events around the country, and I sold it about 10 years ago, but, you know, I was doing them too, so... You know, you got to have a little bit of compassion and understanding that we're all on a path and we hit different points at different times. And so, yeah, it's a little annoying. And then I try to take that energy and put it into solutions and call the event owner and say, hey, look, you don't need to do it that way. And you know, money speaks volumes. And there's a number of ways that greening saves money. So I try to focus on that and say, hey, look, I noticed you had 75 people cleaning up the event, but if you had 100 volunteers standing at waste stations, you would have only had to have 20 people cleaning up the event, and I happen to know how much that costs, and you could have saved about $60,000, and, you know, I try to walk them through it. So usually, you know, people want to do the right thing. They're just not really sure how to, or they're too busy to get it done, or they have some other concern. But I think that when you kind of explain to someone the reasons it makes sense and why it doesn't cost a, you know, $1 million more, which everybody assumes, then usually people come right around.
And one final question. Who is the most, or the most fanatically green rock star or celebrity that you've met?
Oh, wow. There's so many that are doing great stuff, but I actually can't think of anybody that's fanatical about it. I mean, I think everybody's... really humble and doing their personal part and not talking about it much. I'm impressed by the band Guster, who I would not call fanatical at all, but I do think really authentic, and they have a company out there a little bit similar to mine, but sort of focused in a different direction, more tour-oriented biodiesel stuff, but called Reverb, and they're doing really great work. You know, they took their attention and built a nonprofit, and they're helping green other bands' tours. They're greening the Dave Matthews tour, and they're greening the John Mayer tour. So they're out doing some really great work and not tooting their own horn about it. So I wouldn't call it fanatical and, you know, whatever, but definitely really authentic and deep. So I'll point to them.
Thanks for the answer. Do you feel that the industry's migrating to a place where if you're not actively, you know, looking for green ways to produce a concert or event, that it's just uncool, you know, that it's, you're going to be frowned upon? I mean, is the pressure out there right now behind you and motivating people to take action?
I hope so. If you look at the mission statement for my company, it says we're trying to make sustainability sexy and consciousness cool, and that's exactly what we're trying to do, and I hope that people feel frowned upon. There's nothing better than a little public pressure, you know, but I personally think it's uncool. I guess, you know, it's in the eyes of the beholder, but I personally think it's uncool not to, and more importantly, I think it's really cool when people do it. So I'm trying to focus on the positive and get everybody to look at how great it is. And, you know, if you look at just like, we just finished the Rothbury Festival, so I point to that again. But if you look at the press that the Rothbury Festival got, I mean, it's just unheard of how much press they've gotten. It's really focused on, I mean, it's focused on the bands and all sorts of great things and the art, but the greening is in everything. And I think that if you really do it well, it pays back, you know, in attention and press and et cetera. So, yeah.
Well, Sarah, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate being on.
Any plugs for how people could get a hold of you or learn more about your agency?
Sure. SpitfireAgency.com. I mean, it's all there, and I'm emailable right there. And can I leave your listeners with a fun thing to do?
Please.
Okay. So
tips
I got
are
a
great.
Challenge.
That's what we're all about.
I got a challenge about maybe 6-5 years ago from Julia Butterfly, the gal that climbed that tree and didn't come down for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And she said to me, "I challenge you to carry your own trash for a week, everywhere you go. If you get out of your car to get a cup of coffee, you lug the bag with you to the coffee stand, and you get your coffee, and you go back in your car, and you bring it with you. Every meeting, every flight, everything, every room you go to in your house, carry your own trash for a week." And I did it.
Wow.
And it was unbelievable. A, how much we create. And you carry your own recycling, too, but you can divide it up at the end. A, how much you create, but B, how many things you don't need to carry. It's really unbelievable. You go to a bar and you get a draft beer instead of a canned beer. You know, everything you do changes when you have to carry it with you. You know, bulk food items. It's really nice when, you know, have a whole box of cereal because it's not trash for a few weeks. And then I did it again about 3 months later once I'd learned all the tricks. And the first time I had to carry my European backpack, and the second time I carried my little book bag, and I got through the entire week with it.
Oh, my God, wow. That's great. That's an awesome challenge.
It's really funny. It's really fun. It's a little bit funny. It's kind of stinky, but it's totally it's totally worth it. And you just don't know what you create until you have to haul it everywhere you go and you really realize what you're up to and you buy items that don't have packaging. And it's amazing how much you can learn by doing that. And it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Sarah. And if our listeners want to learn more, they can go to spitfireagency.com to learn about any of the upcoming projects you guys are working on, right?
Yep, that's right.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been really awesome.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Until next week, everyone. Really fantastic, Sarah. Wow. And that last tip, wow, that really just stunned me. I'll tell you, of all the tips that our guests have suggested, that one really makes you think. We have to ponder on that and really think deeply about that. That's just amazing. So until next week, everyone, I hope your life is a little smarter,
better,
faster,
more rock star.
More green rock star. How about
more
that?
More green rock star. That's it.
Perfect. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next week at 4 o'clock.
Don't be fooled by your web analytics. If you think your web analytics are giving you all the information needed to manage your paid search accounts, you'd be shocked to see what they're not telling you. How are you tracking sales received over the phone that resulted from your PPC ads? Now, you can track call-in sales by campaign, search engine, and keyword with Engine Ready Call Analytics. Optimize top spending keywords with more accurate tracking and achieve higher PPC profitability. Get started now tracking your PPC call and sales with Engine Ready Call Analytics. Visit EngineReady.com to see how easy and inexpensive accurate call and tracking can be. EngineReady.com.
Now that you've taken WebmasterRadio.fm out for a test drive, you obviously want more, and membership definitely has its privileges. Become a WebmasterRadio.fm elite member and cruise our world of options. Forget power steering, how about power search? Imagine browsing through thousands of transcripts and then choosing only the shows you want to hear. And with unlimited access to our podcasts on demand and commercial free, power search is an option you can't live without.
And you never have to change the fluid.
Even better, with WebmasterRadio.fm, you'll never need a warranty. With over 3 years of content that's quality assured and rigorously inspected, our content will never let you down. For less than 99 cents a day, you can join our members who have found that the knowledge gained from WebmasterRadio.fm is worth far more than the membership fee.
My $30 a month investment has helped me make thousands.
With so many important people and so much great information coming out of the trade shows, I don't have enough time to take it all in. That's what's great about Webmaster Radio. I never miss a thing.
Off the record, WebmasterRadio.fm has been attributed with making its members millions of dollars, scoring them attractive significant others, and increasing quality of life. life overall. Sign up today as a WebmasterRadio.fm elite member and fill your tank with content. WebmasterRadio.fm, we're everywhere. Now that you've taken WebmasterRadio.fm out for a test drive, you obviously want more, and membership definitely has its privileges. Become a WebmasterRadio.fm elite member and cruise our world of options. Forget power steering, how about power search? Imagine browsing through thousands of transcripts and then choosing only the shows you want to hear. And with unlimited access to our podcasts on demand and commercial free, power search is an option you can't live without.
And you never have to change the fluid.
Even better, with WebmasterRadio.fm, you'll never need a warranty. With over 3 years of content that's quality assured and rigorously inspected, our content will never let you down. For less than 99 cents a day, you can join our members who have found that the knowledge gained from WebmasterRadio.fm is worth far more than the membership fee.
My $30 a month investment has helped me make thousands.
With so many important people and so much great information coming out of the trade shows, I don't have enough time to take it all in. That's what's great about Webmaster Radio. I never miss a thing.
Off the record, WebmasterRadio.fm has been attributed with making its members millions of dollars, scoring them attractive significant others, and increasing quality of life overall. Sign up today as a WebmasterRadio.fm elite member and fill your tank with content. WebmasterRadio.fm, we're everywhere.